There's four of us that work in the video department. There's myself, Dave. There's Joe Alley, who you'll find on the crutches these days. There's Tim, who's up in a lift. And then there's Justin, who's up in the other end zone lift. The four of us provide the coaches and scouts with all the information they need to make all the football decisions that they make. How do we do that? All through videotape. We provide the coaches and scouts game film or practice film to watch. What you'll find is you'll find three lifts. A little secret at training camp, if you want to know where the most of the action's going to be, look for the big lifts behind me and where they're up. When you're first in the lift, your first reaction might be to look straight down. And for some people, that's absolutely terrifying because, you know, most people have a healthy respect for heights. What I found is that if I simply look out onto the football field, it's kind of the same camera angle or view that you're used to seeing on television. So it's kind of a comfortable feel. So I tell all the new guys, if once they get up in the lift, just look out on the field. It's much more comfortable. Otherwise, when you look down, you might get a little white-knuckled is the term. Each practice starts with a walkthrough and then a stretch. After stretch, you'll see each position coach go into an area with his players, and they go through an individual period. Eventually, you'll see the teams come together and start doing the team drills. Once we're in the team drills, all three cameras will be shooting. The sideline camera is all 22. You've seen that on your Madden cameras and things like that. And basically, you'll see all 22 players in the frame at all times. So during the course of every practice, once team drills start, as we get a team drill or two in, you'll notice that from each lift, a Nerf football will be dropped down to runners who then take it inside to the practice facility where we'll edit the game film. We got the idea from that from the San Francisco 49ers video director, Mike Bracken, who had started using the equipment a year earlier as sort of like a test run. He decided that using the Nerf football would help get the stuff down quicker, and we actually altered it ever so slightly by cutting a hole in it so that the little SD card that you might use in your home camera just slides in, and we throw down to a runner, and it doesn't hurt anybody, and it kind of makes for a fun, you know, we get to make fun of the guys if they miss it.